Basic Bananas.
Hi, and welcome back to Basic Bananas Radio. I'm actually sitting here at the Basic Bananas headquarters with my guest right in front of me. Usually we have them over Skype, but I'm glad that Joe could come and meet me here. And so my special guest today is Joe Gillies, who is the founder and the principal of Archisoul Architecture. And it's you said it's architecture with soul. Now, I want to give you a quick, what's it called? A preface? Preface? Or what's the thing called?
Preface.
Oh, yeah. All these pronunciations in English. Seriously? Preface. I want to give you a quick preface. So the other day I caught up with Joe. We had a drink together, a morning drink.
A non-alcoholic morning,
a coffee, a tea or something. And then we spoke about all sorts of things, but Joe has also done a TEDx talk recently on masculine and feminine energies in terms of buildings, but also in terms of how it applies to life and business. So I asked her, hey, Joe, would you be happy to come in and do a podcast with us so that we can share her awesome knowledge with you? So welcome, Joe.
Thank you. Thanks, Francisca.
Do you want to share a little bit about yourself first, maybe?
Yes.
I've blabbered so much. Made so many mistakes already, but hey, take it away.
Okay, so basically I've been an architect for, oh gosh, nearly 30 years, and it's been a journey because it's a very male dominated industry, and just recently in the last 5 or 10 years it's become a little bit more balanced in terms of men and women working in the field and in more senior positions. And so it's been a bit of a journey for me because, sort of working in this male-dominated area and being a very feminine person, it was like, well, it sort of got me thinking, you know, like what is a feminine, what's the feminine energy and what is a masculine energy? And architecture for me is a really, it's an art form, but it's a maths form. And I'm very passionate about it because I do art as well as architecture. And so music, art and architecture are all very closely aligned. And having run my own business for, 20 years, and then I partnered up with Sue Connor in the past 2 years, and coming together to form more non-traditional architecture. So we bring in the more sort of sacred elements and the more spiritual elements, which is actually more feminine. It's the more mysterious side. It's the more fluid side. And so for me, that's been something that I've really been passionate about the past few years. But I also see how you can bring that back into business, because running your own business is not just about creating pretty buildings. It's about creating a business platform as well.
Just really quickly, because this is really relevant for our listeners too. Since you've kind of re-niched yourself into that space of different kind of architecture, using elements of sacred theories, etc., I'm sure your business has grown much faster than before because it's so specific. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
It's interesting, right?
But it was scary at first.
Because it's so specific.
It's very specific.
Even listeners would think, well, who wants that? Yeah. But there's obviously a market, and that's the beauty of niching into such a specific field. If there's a market and a demand, then I would think that there is.
Yeah, there was a lot more people are becoming aware of their soulful side, their spiritual side, their, honesty and respect for the environment. And what does that look like? It's not just a bunch of solar panels on a roof or water tanks or anything like that. Sustainability goes far, far deeper. And it's like a whole holistic approach.
Yeah.
And even down to selecting materials that are non-toxic, you know, so that you've got carpets and materials that can breathe better and better for the environment and chain of custody, like where they come from. Are the materials sourced from China where, you know, child slave labour are working 18 hours a day? Because it doesn't make you feel very good about yourself if you're having that kind of, you know, material sourced. So, yeah, so it's an exciting journey, and it's been scary because it's like going out on a limb.
And it's so different from what you've done for the last 20 years, 30 years. Now, back to the masculine feminine energy. So how does it apply even, you know, maybe as a business owner? Because it's something that I've been really interested in studying over the last few years, is that whole masculine feminine thing. Because I see a lot of female leaders that, and it's not just as a business owner, but even in corporate, that think that they have to be masculine, but yeah, really it's not necessary.
It's not necessary.
So let's see, you know.
Let's see what that looks like. Okay. So basically what happened to me with my journey, and in my TED talk, I reveal how I came to it. I've been very masculine orientated in my approach to things because I felt I had to be. I was competing in a very male-dominated industry. I went to school in the 70s and then went to university in the 80s, and it was still very, 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 you know, dominant and chauvinistic and,
of course,
you know, a little bit like that now, but a lot better. And so basically for me it was like, well, if I've got to compete in this world, I've got to be more masculine, and it's not safe to be feminine. And usually something happens in our childhood that, you know, where you make your mind up how you have to be in the world rather than just being who you are. Mm-hmm. And what happened with me was that my childhood was sort of fraught with a lot of moving around and a lot of, you know, sort of pain. You know, my father died when I was very young in a plane crash. And so lots of things happened that made me feel the world wasn't safe to be feminine. So then I thought, what did that look like? So it looked like the feminine energy is the mysterious energy. It's the uncertain. It's the fluid. It's the soft, nurturing. It's the one where you feel safe and you feel looked after. And there's a playfulness and a creativity. And it's if you look at the ancient terms like Aborigines or the ancient Indians, there's they have very much a masculine or a feminine traits in their ancient societies that are very, very dominant. And the Aborigines is very matriarchal, so it's very feminine orientated. And in the Indians, they look to the wise woman, and the wise woman is the wise woman is the one who gives the advice and the intuitive wisdom. Mm-hmm. So the intuition plays a lot more role in the feminine aspect. But that doesn't mean that you have to be a female. Those energies are found within both of us, both men and women.
Yeah, I was going to ask you exactly. I was going to say, I'm sure that every single person has the both energies, right?
Yes.
But then it's a matter of bringing them out.
Teasing them out. So with the male energies, it's more focused, structural, action-orientated, more direct. It's multitasking is not something that's done in the masculine energy. It's more single-focused energy. It can be more assertive. It can be more sort of powerful as opposed to sort of receptive and receiving. It's more just sort of action-orientated. I mean, I know I'm going to be, this might sound a little bit on the rude side, but if you think of it in terms of the male and female forms, you've got the male with the external parts and the female with the inner parts, the vagina and the penis. So one is receiving and one is moving forward.
Yeah.
So if you think of it like that in terms of both types,
makes sense. Yeah.
So all of us have both traits within us, but if you're born a female, the perfect balance is 60% feminine and 40% masculine, especially if you're in business. And with a man, it's 60% masculine and 40% feminine. And that's where you start to really feel a lot more balanced in yourself, and you can apply that not just in business but in your personal relationships. So I find that if you're intuitive, you have to develop that intuitive muscle, and if you're you know, sort of like lacking in business skills and that's more masculine, you need to go and learn about masculine, you know, or marketing, you need to go and learn how to. Marketing can be both. It can be masculine and feminine,
yeah,
because
absolutely.
It can be application and or action.
And it can also be art. It can be fluid.
And fluid and creative.
Yeah.
So a marketing can be both. And, in fact, it's the best when it is both. But like architecture, if you think of a building, you've got your foundations, you've got your structure, like your skeleton system, your structural system.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have your flesh. So the flesh is like the roof and the walls and the expression of that. And that's where the art form comes in. That's where the creativity comes in. So then you've got both masculine and feminine. And how do those spaces look is one more receiving. So receiving is feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the Japanese architecture, the ancient Japanese architecture, they have a room that receives you. And you're not allowed to go into the rest of the house until you're received. And so there's this journey, yeah, you know, as you go through. But the structure is the sacred geometry that's used as you move through the house. So there's a structure behind that beauty. And so in architecture, that's how I can describe it. But in business, for me, you've got to have a structure in your business to allow the fluidity to take place. So you've got to have people around you who have both elements or stronger elements. And that structure is and it's, I mean, I've heard that saying. It's called, I think William Whitecloud has it in his book. It's called structure has integrity. So when the structure is set up in order to propel you to the end result, it means that the feminine energy can come in and give it support.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like one lens support. They lend support to each other. It's like one without the other is ineffective.
Yeah, it makes sense. Because if you only have fluidity without structure, it can get a little bit chaotic. But if you only have structure without the feminine fluidity,
become rigid.
It can become rigid and very process-driven,
yes,
I guess, and lack a bit of a lack of creativity. So how, you know, for our listeners, how, if someone doesn't really know too much about this, how do they know if they're, you know, if they're a woman or a man, how do they know if they're being masculine or feminine? Because if you don't, you know, you don't know what you don't know. Like, how do,
yes,
you know that you're being feminine or masculine or too,
well,
much of one?
There's basically what I do is I actually get my staff to actually look at the DISC profile, which actually has a lot of below the line and above the line behaviour, and then you break down those again into what's masculine and what's feminine. So like someone, for example, the DISC profile is a really great way of just sort of personality profile.
Yeah, I love that profile.
Yeah, it's really good. But you can.
But I've never looked at it from a masculine-feminine perspective. Yeah,
yeah, because it actually comes in at like a square. So you can actually start to see where the female-male energy comes in. But there is a lot of attributes that you can actually sit down and, you know, I'd be happy to put them down and then Francis can hand it over.
Yeah, we can put a link to download.
They can,
yeah,
tick the boxes as to which one they feel they have the most of. Like, typically guys who are a little bit action-orientated, focused and sort of process-driven, usually, and they do that at the expense of their intuition and their creativity, and that means that they have to then start to go and explore their intuitive muscle. And then that fluidity makes them a lot more softer and a lot more accessible. It doesn't make them a wuss. It just means that they're sort of more balanced.
Yeah.
Likewise, a female who's sort of, you know, too much feminine energy is kind of comes across wishy-washy. And, you know, they need some focus and some structure. And that focus and structure can then bring balance back to them.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because it's even interesting to see, I'm sure you have studied that too, you know, when you're in a relationship, like a romantic relationship, and there's a woman and a man, usually, or even if it's same sex, usually there is someone with more masculine energy and then someone with more feminine energy, and then suddenly you can see how things kind of change because the woman or the one that plays the female role becomes a little bit more masculine and then the guy starts to turn more feminine. Have you noticed that?
Absolutely.
And it's not very healthy, probably.
No, it's not healthy.
What do you think about that?
It's actually, that's kind of heading you towards the divorce court.
Yeah, that's what you would think, right?
Because what happens is that you expect the man to be, like, really the man, but then you resent him
You don't let him be the man.
And the woman and the guy doesn't sometimes let the female be a woman. And so basically there's this sort of resentments can build up, so they're resenting each other and then what happens is, so men can become emasculated, which means that they're just, you know, so downtrodden that they feel that it's not safe being masculine, because I'm only going to get, you know, like in trouble, so they need to then get back into their masculinity again. But you only do that by honouring the masculine and the man by honouring the feminine, not by denigrating, because it puts people out of balance And then people allow themselves to become out of balance, like I was.
Many years ago.
Yeah, it was actually, took a divorce actually to tease all of this out. And but all I can say, folks, is do not get to that stage. Just look at these energies now.
Yeah, because it is such an important thing, and it's definitely something I'm aware of, because, you know, it's so important, I think, to honor that, you know, to honor the feminine or to honor the masculine, and to honor also who you are in a relationship with.
Absolutely.
And make sure you don't crush that, because you, most people have it naturally, the masculine, yeah, feminine thing. Now, this is really interesting. I love this conversation. What's next for you? I know you're off to Peru, you're off to Africa, Zimbabwe, I think, or what did you say?
Swaziland.
Oh, Swaziland, yeah. Swaziland. So what's next for you? What are you up to, and where can we find out more about you?
Well, basically in Peru, I'm doing a women's shamanic camp.
I'm so jealous. That's interesting. That's so interesting.
It's going to be amazing. But it's on the solstice, so we're looking at sacred geometry, and we're looking at the divine feminine energies, because the Dalai Lama said that the Western world will be saved. Well, the world will be saved by the Western woman, because we have the
means. Think he's right?
Yeah, I think so.
Why is it the woman that is going to save it? I mean, what if it's a man?
Because the world at the moment, for the last 2,000 years, about 2,500 years, has been ruled by the masculine. It's been, the church is very masculine. There's been, I mean, it was only, women only got the vote, you know, I think it was 1920s or something, or, you know, the suffragettes were fighting
some even
to
later,
get the vote.
Like some countries.
Yeah, it was even later. I think New Zealand was the first country to give women the right to vote.
I love them. Who loves the Kiwis? Let's
they
go.
Love the Kiwis. Yes. Go the Kiwis. And then it was actually, if you think about it, we weren't even allowed to own land.
Well, that's another conversation. I can see you getting really into this.
Yeah.
And I can understand you're an architect and you want your own land, but that's a different conversation. So you're going to that, and obviously you're going to bring the things that you learn at this camp into your architecture.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you're off to another writer's retreat in Swaziland.
And then we're looking at also like a retreat camp to design over there as well that has a kind of a poetry to it, because it's so evocative, the wildness over there, that the space lends itself to some beautiful concept that's going to bring it out and bring people's beautiful skills out. So. And also
that's
just
very
be
exciting.
Yeah, that's really exciting. So it's like, it's sort of like putting the architecture application to projects that are really going to inspire people.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm heading next.
And now just to finish up the interview, I'd love to know, have you got any favorite quote or any favorite life philosophy that you want to share with our listeners?
Well, you know, there's one that I just seen this film recently called Unbroken, and I know it's
he told me about
so
the movie. I have to watch it.
So
Angelina
good.
Angelina Jolie?
Angelina Jolie movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But the simple little saying, and it's so simple, and I've just been using it because I'm doing a lot of walking at the moment for the Oxfam 100K walk.
Oh, you're doing that?
Yeah, I know, completely
crazy.
Mad.
Yeah.
But it's if you can take it, you can make it. It's so simple.
If you can take it, you can make it.
You can. So one step, on the weekend I did 20Ks, and I was like, my feet were killing me. I'm going, if I can take this, I can make it.
That's awesome.
And
I've
been putting that into everything I've been doing lately, and there's lots of similar sayings, but this is my favorite one
right now. Yeah, I love it. Awesome, brilliant. So what I'll do, listeners, we'll post below the show notes, we'll post the link to your TEDx event and also to your website so we can check it out. And also if you have the list of male, female, masculine, feminine.
Sure, I can get that.
Because I think
that
would be really, really interesting for our listeners to just download that and then have a look, because it's so important. It's not something that you usually talk about, and it's not something that you usually think about, because you just are. And that's why when I spoke to you over coffee the other day, over green juice.
green juice,
it wasn't actually very delicious. I was thinking this is something that we don't talk enough about, so it's interesting to have someone here. So, and it's definitely interesting to have someone coming from a masculine field like architecture to talk about this, because usually it's the more feminine, very, very feminine people talking about this, and then it can come across more wishy-washy, as you say, and harder for
people to understand
and actually wanting to learn about it. So
yes.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Jo. Thanks, Francesca.
And we'll share this stuff very shortly.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Basic bananas.